Good morning again.
Top of the morning to you. Just terribly popular. We have to have you in our lives more than we do at the moment.
Okay. When's the pay rise coming?
Boom, boom. Now, let's talk about this whole COVID thing. What's this all about?
Yeah, well, look, this week we're going to talk about, obviously, the thing that's on everybody's, yours and mine. We, between us, have 6 kids heading back to school in the
Correct.
Coming days.
Yeah.
And obviously people are very anxious. Parents are very anxious. Kids are anxious and nervous. Mm. My youngest went back to school yesterday.
How did that go?
It went really, really well.
Great.
Now, he was nervous the night before. It was mm-hmm. a mix of excitement and nerves. He wanted to see his friends. He couldn't wait to see his teacher and kind of get back to some sort of normal.
Sure.
But obviously he was nervous about the changes and what it would be like. But I'm happy to report a really, really good first day. And I know certainly from friends on social media and from seeing lovely scenes on the TV news last night that it seems to have gone generally fairly well for people, certainly from the kids' point of view. They seem to be happy. I know my son certainly commented that and indeed his principal also sent out a message then later in the day yesterday saying that in actual fact the kids had expected it to be far more different than it was.
Right.
But, so, you know, obviously it's not. It's an anxious time. There's still a lot of uncertainty about what this virus is. And but so I just thought we'd focus on this today. And as it happens, literally hot off the press this morning from the Guardian newspaper.
All right.
They're reporting a study, one of the most comprehensive studies that have been done on children and COVID. And there is what they call a vanishingly small risk of death or severe illness for children from COVID.
Right.
The risk of severe illness and death from COVID-19, vanishingly small. And those, this is looking at people who've had COVID and those who've been admitted to hospital. And obviously this is timely because this is going to hopefully help reassure parents and kids as they do return to school. Mm-hmm. It included 2/3 of all patients who'd been admitted to hospitals across England, Scotland and Wales with COVID-19. Of those, 651, or less than 1%, were children and young people under 19. Mm-hmm. 6 of those patients, less than 1% of that already small number, died, and all of them had a severe underlying health condition.
Ah, right, okay. So,
basically what we're being told is that COVID, in the studies that are being done, and these are proper peer-reviewed studies and statistics involving real cases, is that it is a quite low risk for children.
Yeah, very, very low risk, it really seems there, isn't
extremely
it?
So. Now, that doesn't ease any tensions
of
the fact that maybe they could bring it home or that, you know, it can. And look, that's kind of life. And more we're hearing about COVID lately, I think, and this is what I'm picking up from what the experts are telling us, and we heard Paul Reid from the HSE say this at the COVID committee the other day, we're going to have to learn to live with this for a while yet.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's the case. I mean, that's what we should try and sort of train ourselves into doing, is live with this.
Live with this. And to that end, all of the experts, all of the health experts globally agree on one thing in relation to COVID, and that, and COVID and kids in particular, and that is that kids need to go back to school, basically. That, you know, they're... kids go back to school is best for their physical, their mental, their social and their emotional health, and it is how they learn best.
Yeah.
So of course, you know, that's not going to maybe help alleviate the panic of those involved in schools, and there's a huge amount of work that has been going on behind the scenes. Teachers sometimes get a lot of stick for their long summer holidays. They haven't had as long a summer holiday this year, I think it's fair to say. They've been in schools for weeks now, preparing classrooms and getting things ready. So what's important in sending our children back to school? Well, there are some changes, as we say. The most important thing is obviously cleanliness and sanitisation. And to that end, I know my son was, his the one thing he couldn't wait to tell me was, "Mom, you'll never guess how much hand sanitizer there is." He had to use hand sanitizer before he went in the front door, before he went up the stairs, when he got to the top of the stairs, when he got to the outside of his classroom door, when he got to the inside of his classroom door.
Oh no.
And then the first thing every kid had to do was wipe down their table as well,
okay,
which he said they did repeatedly throughout the day.
Okay.
So that's obviously a key thing, is the sanitization, washing of hands, use of hand sanitizers and wiping down the surfaces, additional cleaning measures in schools.
Nice.
He's now sitting, as will all kids in the country, be sitting in what are not are known as pods.
Right.
This is important because it keeps the same group together every day. A lot of schools, now some schools obviously we're hearing are having challenges around social distancing and keeping the kids at least a metre apart. But where possible, they're 1 metre to 2 metres apart and sitting at the same table every day with the same group of people every day. That also extends to school buses as well.
Right.
They'll be sitting beside the same or close to the same child. It'll be preferably a child from their class or a sibling.
Right, okay.
And that is obviously key as well. In terms of teachers, well, they'll be wearing visors and masks in both secondary and primary schools. Primary school children don't need to wear masks. Secondary school children do.
Right.
And that's in the classroom and very importantly in the school corridors as they may be moving around. But that's also a change that we're now going to be seeing, particularly among secondary school students.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of getting up and the bell going and then moving into, you know, whatever class in whatever
class.
Block of the school, it's mostly going to be the kids staying in the class and the teachers coming to them. For the core subjects like maths, English, where you have, you know, the same class. Obviously, if it's woodwork or home ec or whatever and they have to go to a specialist room, they will be changing. And the key there, of course, is to be wearing masks while they're in maybe a narrower corridor. And you know yourself from your own days. You went to Fintan's, didn't you?
I did, in Dublin.
And I went to Nessun's, a neighbouring school.
But
you know what it's like in the school corridor, the yelling and the scream and then the, oh, you know, and that's going to have to stop.
I know. God, that's weird, isn't it?
It's a weird thing. Yeah, it is.
But listen, it's all good. It's all very well sort of thought out. And I mean, my heart goes out of a few friends that are teachers and, you know, they've been doing a lot of work.
They have.
Like my local school where my kids go to, I drive by it regularly and the car park's full every day.
Yeah.
The teacher's car park. They have been working hard.
They have throughout the summer.
Get the school ready, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which
just
is good.
One or two of the other key points of note, I suppose. Some schools are going to be doing staggering opening and closing times.
Right.
So, you know, you might have certain year groups arriving in a little earlier in the morning than they would normally or going home a little bit earlier or later. That kind of thing.
Mm.
And lunch is being eaten in class as well. The lunch box is coming home every day as opposed to maybe school bags coming home every day.
Okay.
And I suppose one of the key messages for all of us is that we need to stay flexible with this.
Sure.
That, you know, we've been told we are going to see outbreaks in schools, we are going to see, you know, little peaks and troughs. But to try and bear in mind that this is what is best for children going back to school, being with their friends, learning in a real environment with their teachers is what's best for them. And just to have an element of flexibility. Obviously, if your child is sick, sniffles, there's always green noses at this time of the year, particularly for younger kids, they're okay to go. But any sign of a fever or cough, listlessness, don't go.
Sure. All right, Tara, that's super. Thank you very much indeed.
Well, now you know more than ever before. The COVID update.